Okay, my friends. So we read a story a week or two ago about a girl named Anne. And I didn't know that there was a second story for her, but then I've been told to get all the follow-up stories for these books you've read. So I have. So this story is another beautiful story about this girl, Anne. And so these books are actually inspired by another book that maybe grown-ups can read. It's called Anne of Green Gables. But this book is called Goodnight Anne. It was written by Callie George and illustrated by Genevieve Godbout. And it is a cuddly story, so get cozy, snuggle in, and let's use our imagination to put Anne to bed. It must be very late where she is. Are you ready? Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and... Bodoto?
Mm-hmm.
Bodoto. Baby? My baby. Bodoto.
Baby. Call me baby.
All right. Time for bed, Anne. Yes, Marilla, but not before I say goodnight. I always say goodnight to everyone I love. Oh, what a great habit to get into. Goodnight, Matthew. Shy and sweet, thank you so much for the dress with real puffed sleeves. And then in the picture, we see her hugging him. He must be like a sweet sort of father figure for her. He looks like a dad, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Good night, Diana, my bosom friend. We were kindred spirits the moment we met. And so Diana looks like is a little girl her age. Maybe they're best friends. Do you think that's what a bosom friend might be? Yes, it's someone that you hold close to your chest. Good night, Gilbert. Well, really good riddance. I will never forgive you for calling me carrots. Oh, she does not look happy with him. Do you think it was nice that he called her a name? Maybe not, huh? And in the picture, we can see, what is he doing?
Pulling her hair.
He's pulling her hair. Now, is that going to make him, is that going to make her like him and want to be friends with him?
Good night,
Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Yeah, I don't think that he should pull her hair. That's not how we make friends.
Well, can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
I think Gilbert should have a better name.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Sid?
Sid?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good bad guy name for pulling people's hair.
Hair puller. Sid the hair puller.
Okay. But I forgave Mrs. Rachel Lynde and she forgave me. We both spoke our minds and should mind what we say. So good night, Mrs. Lynde. Dear nosy neighbor. Ooh, you can see in the picture, there she is walking along, Anne, and looking out her window at her is Mrs. Lynde, trying to check it all out and see what's going on. And good night, Miss Stacy, my splendid teacher. When she says my name, I just know she's spelling it Anne with an E. She doesn't like it just plain regular A-N-N. She likes an E at the end of it. Good night, Bonnie. Growing on the sill, everything deserves its own name. And Bonnie is a much better name than just geranium, isn't it? We do this too, don't we?
What's Bonnie?
Bonnie is the name of her plant. What is the name of your plant?
CIP.
Yeah. It's amazing how if you love something, you can name it. I think that's a good idea.
CIP is better than Linen. Because I think that's what my plant's called.
Yeah.
The kind of plant I think it's called Linen.
Who knows? Good night, my snow queen, all dressed in white. Listen, can you hear her talking in her sleep? What nice dreams trees must have. Oh, that tree is a beautiful tree, isn't it? And she calls it her Snow Queen. Good night, Lake of Shining Waters. Oh, you always seem to be smiling at me. And in the picture, we can see there is a lake, and she thinks it has shining waters. How beautiful that must be.
And she's on the other side.
Yep, she's imagining what would happen if she could float over it. Good night, sun, or good night. Good night, sky and bright, clear stars. If you could live on a star, which one would you choose? Ooh, good question. Which star is your favorite?
The big giant sun.
The big giant sun?
Because.
Would you want to live on a big giant sun? That'd be too hot.
I would want to watch ships crash on it. Get pulled onto it.
Wow, really? Well, you heard it here, kids. Or would you rather live in a tree? I do love trees. A wild cherry would make a wonderful bed. Well, could you imagine living in a cherry tree? That would be something, wouldn't it? And surely, time for your bed, says Marilla. I guess Marilla is like her mother, I think. Wouldn't you think? She kind of looks like it.
Is she her neighbor or her?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. Marilla and Matthew are her adopted parents. They are a brother and sister. And they never, one of them, got married or had children of their own, so they adopted a little girl to help them take care of their farm.
Yes, Marilla, sensible and strict. Sometimes, oh, how much you miss. But good night, Marilla. I love you so, says Anne as she gives her a kiss.
And she's got a big imagination, so for Anne, it's no big deal to think up wonderful things to say goodnight to. But for Marilla, it would be pretty hard because Marilla doesn't have a very big imagination.
Good night to all of my kindred spirits, and good night, Green Gables. You really are the dearest, loveliest spot in the world. As soon as I saw you, I knew it. I was home.
And we can see why they call it Green Gables, because the rooftops of this house are dark forest green. How beautiful.
Good night, Avonlea. Good night, Island. Good night to this whole dear old world. Time to sleep. Time to dream. Good night, Anne. Anne with an E.
And that, my friends, is the end of that sweet story. You know who it kind of makes me think of? Whenever she says her name is Anne with an E, it makes me think of a little boy I know who is Philip with one L. P-H-I-L-I-P. No, there's only one L. Philip with one L. Two I's and two P's.
And one H.
And one H. Yeah. Well, that, my friends, is the end.